Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. Here at the Bugle, we would be lost without certain world leaders who have provided us and continue to provide us with endless amounts of content through their somewhat questionable actions. A price I'm sure humanity as a whole believes is thoroughly worth paying. And back in issue 135 of the Bugle, John Oliver and I gave a bugly thanks to none other than Kim Jong-il.
Top story this week, career advice.
Stop right there, John! Stop right there, it's still on. The royal wedding is still on. The cynic said it wouldn't last a week. It's lasted 2 weeks. This country is back on track. Big day now scheduled for Friday, 29th of April, 2011, meaning that could be a Bugle recording day.
Yes.
So as official podcast of the Royal Wedding, we will be first on the scene to ask. So, Kate, you've caused some controversy by being the first bride at a Royal Wedding to be wearing a fluorescent pink catsuit. Do you think you'll be the last to allow your wedding dress to be decided by a public vote? Anyway, it's still on, John. It's still on. Carry on.
Was that last joke also written with crickets in the foreground, Andy?
Yep. I think that was written just after Peter Siddle had completed his hat-trick.
Well, Andy, Thanksgiving is all about being grateful for the good things in your life, and the Bugle itself has to be thankful for all those international lunatics whose whack jobbery has proved so inspirational over the last 135 episodes. I believe in Thanksgiving's past, we've already offered up thanks to Hugo Chavez, to Silvio Berlusconi, to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and to Captain Crazy himself, Kim Jong-il. But, like clockwork, and almost as a reminder as to who the big daddy of douchebaggery is, Kim Jong-il and his maxi-me offspring, Kim Jong-un, launched an attack on South Korean island this week, killing 2 civilians and 2 Marines. Now, South Korean officials described Tuesday's attack as surprising and shocking, and going on to say, we couldn't have imagined they would carry out this kind of grave provocation. Really? Because I could have imagined that. I could have imagined that quite easily. Why could I have imagined that? Because, how to put this delicately, your neighbours to the north are f***ing nuts. Now, to be fair as well to the North Koreans, this action is entirely consistent with their inexplicably self-destructive behaviour. In fact, I go so far as to say this is one of the least surprising attacks in military history. I'm fairly sure if you live in Seoul and you hear a loud noise outside and someone says, well, that sounds like a car backfired, your first instinct would be to say, don't be ridiculous, it's probably just North Korea firing missiles at us.
Yeah, it's not really what you want. Guests go on Desert Island Discs here on the radio, John, and choose the songs and the one luxury item they'd like to take to a desert island, not many choose as their luxury item an artillery bombardment by the North Korean military, which probably explains why South Korea was pretty pissed off about it in the circumstances. You know, if they just fired in something that people might actually want as their special treat, you know, a snooker table or a lifetime supply of Parma ham or a 3x life-size working robot of Barbara Hershey, then fine. But bombs are a definite no-no. And to me, it seems that Kim Jong-il, you know, he's known to be increasingly close to death, maybe thinking about his legacy. You know, he's always wanted to fight the entire Western world. He's like a boxer reaching the end of his career. This could be the last chance where he hangs up his arsenal and retires dead. And, I mean, to be fair, my money would be on the entire Western world to beat him in that fight. So it's not really a match anyone wants to see. But anyway, good luck to the lad. Good luck.
The only surprise is that this didn't take place along the DM as the demilitarised zone between the two borders. Instead, it was on the disputed maritime border. And of course it's disputed, for a start. It borders with North Korea, and they dispute everything. They dispute whether or not they should have a nuclear weapon. They dispute whether or not their population should be not starving or not. And they dispute whether a fully grown world leader should have a gigantic water slide in his back garden. They just have different views to the rest of us on that. The maritime border is said to be one of the world's most volatile flashpoints. And that is high, high praise indeed. To be placed right up there with the Gaza Strip and with Kashmir is something that both sides should really take a moment to be really proud of.
Well, I really don't help. I think it helps, John, the fact that in North Korea, practically every single place in the country sounds like the sound effect of a ricocheting bullet. And, you know, when the places in your country sound like Pyongyang, Yongpyong, incoming, Ryongchon, Hojoktong, get out, cover me, I'm going in, Haodong, Tokchon, Kimchaek, Kang, Gear, tell my wife I love her, Pyongsong, Tbangang, Kaichon, I'm hit, medic! I guess it's understandable, like, they get a little bit militaristic every now and again.
Now, one of the problems regarding this latest Korean kerfuffle is the rules of engagement that South Korea have been trying to stick by. They are bound, or self-bound, to stay within a sufficient but proportionate response, and that has proven exactly as much of a deterrent as you'd imagine it would. And what has the international response to this been so far? Well, it's been a combination of, really? Oh, for f***'s sake, God damn this, and the most popular, hey, China. You got something to say about this? Hey, don't look out the window, China. I know you can hear me. Do you have something to say about this? China. Hello? Do you know what? It's funny, China, because you could understand me perfectly when we were just talking about trade agreements. Your English was absolutely fantastic then. China!
Yeah, in fact, the official wording of the response to the international community in UN Resolution 1952 has been, oh, what now? You again, you total dick. Followed by Resolution 1953, which reads, yeah, we really mean it this time. We've got other shit to do apart from calling you a total dick, Kim Jong-il. Missile tests, shelling little islands, generally prancing around in uniforms, giving it a big Billy Bollockheads. Come off it! In sum, if you stop behaving like a total dick, that will be much appreciated, Colonel Dickbag. And also Resolution 1954. Oh, so you've got a flashy new nuclear reactor. Well, react to this, big horse. And I believe that is the first time in UN history that a Secretary General has drawn a picture of his own extended middle finger in the official text of a Security Council resolution. At least since Dag Hammarskjöld drew two on Resolution 119 to try to resolve the Suez crisis. One for each side, with swivel on these losers written in English and Arabic.
In fact, the best response that the Chinese Foreign Ministry could come up with was to express concern over the exercises and going on to say, we oppose any act that undermines peace and stability on the peninsula. Now, what you can't hear with that statement when you hear it secondhand is that it was literally delivered through a yawn. They dictated that response, saying, okay, get this down. We oppose any act that undermines peace and stability on the peninsula, or I don't know, some shit like that. Okay, read it back to me. Actually, do you know what? Don't bother. I really don't want to hear it. Wow, I need a cup of coffee. So, why are North Koreans doing this? Well, you know, that's a hard question to answer. It's like asking, why does that crazy man in the street walk around naked from the waist down, acting like an airplane all day? He has his reasons. But they may not make any sense to you.
Really? Is this you justifying an action that you've never told us about before, John?
He has his reasons, Andy.
Really? Does he?
This story.
Does he, this
yeah.
man in this story? Really?
He does.
Right. And has Bedford Town Centre come to terms with that yet?
They weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for that kind of logic. He was ahead of his time. It's just a shame he had to leave to go to America because of it. some analysts have been speculating that this is all due to the upcoming leadership transfer in North Korea from Kim Jong-il to his son, Kim Jong-un. And this is bound to be a bumpy transition, as Kim Jong-un has some big, crazy clown shoes to fill. It's like being the son of Michael Jordan or Pele. In fact, the best way of rebelling against his dad would be to become a pragmatic, reasonable leader, guiding his country to a new era of prosperity and improved international relations. That would really piss the old man off. Maybe he could get an earring, too.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. The Bugle podcast continues to be alive because of your regular or one-off contributions. Do fund my shed renovations and cricket memorabilia. The continued future health and independence of the show at thebuglepodcast.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.